All right, so all of this information has been like super, super valuable. I'm already mind blown by everything that I'm learning, which is why, guys, right? It's so nice to have like other experts because obviously I don't know everything. And so this is a great way for me to learn as well. So tell me, I have taken probably a gazillion of these dosha quizzes.
I have too. They're fun. They're fun to take.
Online. Yeah. I've done them in books, right, that I've bought. Are they real? How do you know if, because honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm one dosha and sometimes I feel like I'm another dosha. I really do. Like, how do I know if these quizzes are accurate? How can you really tell it? And is there a quiz that you could give us?
Is there such thing? Yeah, so there is no such quiz that's going to give you an accurate dosha. The only way you can actually find out your dosha is by seeing a proper consultant or a practitioner. Oh. Because it's not just answering a few questions. They also have to look at you visually. Like, we look at your tongue. We look at the size of your fingers, your fingernails, the texture of your skin, your hair. The way you make eye contact with us is super important. I mean, we look at so many things. And just to let you guys know what doshas are, you know, as I was talking about, Ayurveda is all about energy and Mother Earth. We are all composed of the five elements, which is air, space, water, fire, and earth. And these doshas, all three of them are composed of two of the elements. So like the Vata dosha is composed of space and air. So it's very light dosha. The Pitta dosha is composed of fire and water. So it's your fiery dosha and the water is needed to control it. And Kapha is the earth and the water dosha. So that's your heavy, you know, so it's kind of like Kapha is the construction dosha. It's the protective dosha. Vata moves everything in our system and Pitta builds everything. So we all have all three doshas. It's just we have them in different size. So someone who says I'm a Vata, it just means their Vata is dominant.
Right.
So with that said, really quickly, is that the doshas are important because that's the energy you're born with. That's your blueprint. But your Vikriti, which means imbalance, is actually what's important. So when you take these tests, you can answer like one question, you could be all three of them, but they don't give you that option on the online quizzes.
Right.
So if I'm talking to someone, I could see, oh, they might be all of this. So you have to really know who you're talking to. They really have to examine you. And your Vikriti, which is your imbalance, is more important in determining what type of lifestyle you should have.
That is wild. I've never even heard of this before.
Like, yeah, they don't really talk about Vikriti. They just talk about dosha because it's fun. You want to take a little quiz and say, oh, I'm a Pitta, I'm a fire, you know, I'm like a competitive person and, you know, all these things that are
okay, so I'm totally coming to you because I want to know all of the things about me.
About
and
what
I want
dosha
to learn,
you are.
Yeah, well, also, but also what to do for
of
myself
course.
That works for me.
Yeah.
But if you were to make a guess right now from just sitting with me, what would you guess?
I would definitely guess that you are a Pitta Kapha.
A Pitta Kapha.
Kapha. I think you have, especially your mind is a Pitta, which is usually, these are the very determined people. They are your list maker. So they don't leave the house without having a list.
Yeah.
They are the ones that if you're going on a trip, you want to go with them because they have the whole itinerary planned out.
Yep.
And if they're sick, they usually have, you know, either heartburns or some type of a skin rash or inflammations. They love the cold weather because they have so much fire. They enjoy cold. But then if you're a Kapha, that could be like you like hot, dry weather. So you could be like, I'm a Vata Pitta, but my Vata is more dominant and I deal with IBS. Most people who are Vata deal with colon issues or gas and constipation type of issues. So it's a very complicated system. So it's not just like, let me take a five question online quiz and that's the dosha I am.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so this wasn't going to be part of the question, but now that we're talking about it. So you just mentioned things like IBS, right?
Yes.
And my background is in like, you know, pharmacology.
Yes.
And I worked with a lot of adults with IBD, so Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis.
Yes.
And I feel like IBS was just a general term for people that they didn't have a little.
It's like when you don't
answer.
Know.
Yeah, when
the doctors don't know what it is, they say it's IBS.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was diagnosed with it when I was in my 20s and I was ignorant. I didn't know I would take all these medications that made it worse. And then when I was about 27, I just said, enough is enough. I'm going to do this through food and changing my lifestyle. And I will say Ayurveda has completely just done a 180 and I'm much better. I mean, with IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, you're always going to have it. But Ayurveda has helped me really control it. Really?
That's so cool. Yeah. And I mean, most of y'all in the group know that my brother has Crohn's. I'm bringing him with me too.
And Crohn's is a special case. I mean, you know, a lot of it is your mind. It is your stress level.
I always say your gut is connected to your mind, and I feel like it creates this negative
feedback. Your gut
to me
is your first brain, actually. It's not your secondary brain. It's your first brain. Yeah, your gut is everything. And that's why some people say, you know, when I'm traveling, I can eat everything. I have no constipation, no gas, no inflammation. It's because you're relaxed. That's why. You could be eating the most irritating food that you think you're allergic to, such as gluten, that most people are not allergic to.
Oh my God, I know. Don't even get me started about that.
But then they don't have a reaction to it because they're so stress-free on a vacation.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So then tell me this. Again, I worked with a lot of children that had like ADD, ADHD, were on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. Can Ayurveda help with those types of symptoms
too? Of course. Of course. Because everything we consume, food really is medicine. And there's a reason why most of the newer generations are having, you know, we're seeing diabetes in younger kids, we're seeing a lot of mental issues in younger kids, is because we've established such terrible eating and lifestyle habits that it has shaped the new generation. And then we call it genetics, you know, that's not genetics.
I noticed that with the kids I worked with a lot too. You know, for them, the foods that they were sensitive to could cause speech issues.
Of course.
Fine hand movements. Yeah. Their behavior would change. And it was simply from even just like things, additives like red food coloring, you know? Simple things like that. It's terrible.
Killer. It's so, such a bad thing.
Okay, last question about this.
Yes.
Fertility for women. We have a few women in the group that are, you know, soon to be moms, and they're manifesting their spirit baby into their lives. And is Ayurveda something, because, you know, sometimes they say things like this, natural remedies, like people who want to be pregnant or are pregnant should stay away from,
right,
or be careful or cognizant of. How does Ayurveda fit into fertility?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, Ayurveda really is just this whole complete system of your mind and body. So for fertility, like if you are actually trying to get pregnant and you're not a mom yet, what you put in your mouth, like what you eat, and also the way you digest your surroundings, your mind, is detrimental to you being able to get pregnant. So Ayurveda has a very complex system for helping parents who want to be parents. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
You know, it's not like, let me try this for 1 month and see if it works, because everything takes time. Like for Ayurveda, we say you need 28 days to get rid of toxins and to build a habit. Uh-huh. And then you need 3 months to actually establish a lifestyle.
And we're going to be doing that in our spring cleanse, right?
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be doing a spring cleanse with Sarah, which is going to be so great. Okay, fine. I lied. One more question. Acupuncture.
Yes.
Does that fit into an Ayurvedic lifestyle?
You know, there's a different part of Ayurveda that falls into the treatments, you know, and it is good, but Ayurveda, what they really focus on are more massages and more pranayamas. Uh-huh. So they're not as much into acupuncture, at least as my education wasn't. You know, my teacher usually focused a lot about the power of meditation, yoga, different types of treatments such as like sweating. I'm trying to use the English words and not the Sanskrit. So, you know, we do a lot of those type of things. But I think acupuncture couldn't hurt, because what it's doing is easing the mind. So
easing the mind and clearing up the chi pathways, right? Energetic
pathways. That's it. Yeah. It's not like the needles have a magic. It's just you're really just clearing your mind.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.